What outdoor activities are popular in China? Children love to play team sports like basketball, volleyball, and football. And other popular sports like badminton are enjoyed by families and people of all ages. Elderly people love to wake up early and do tai chi in local parks, or go fishing in lakes, while you can often see seniors dancing to music in public areas in the evening time. With the rise of the Chinese economy, people with more money to spend have started enjoying doing more exotic sports and activities in increasingly modern and diverse facilities. Skydiving, bungee jumping, scuba diving, mountain climbing, and windsurfing have become more popular, as have less extreme sports like golf and tennis. People are also a bit more health conscious than in previous generations, so jogging in parks and other public areas has become widespread. Are those people who like dangerous activities more likely to be successful? I think that people who like doing dangerous activities such as skydiving or bungee jumping are probably more likely to become successful. But they are also more likely to go bankrupt than those who prefer a more relaxed way of life. People who like danger love to take risks. To be successful in business, you have to take risks. So having that type of personality probably gives you a better chance of succeeding. I have read many books by famous businessmen, and many of them, including Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, talk about the risks they took to make their businesses work. Although not all successful people are risk takers, I think it definitely helps. Do you think it's better for people to change jobs when there are new chances? Changing jobs is a very serious decision that shouldn't be taken lightly, with a wide range of factors that need to be taken into consideration. In general, however, I think that changing your job when an opportunity arises is an admirable thing to do. People often say that a change is as good as a rest, and switching jobs every so often can help keep your mind active and your life interesting. Some people who have been doing the same job for years are completely miserable and have become so used to their boring routines that they have forgotten how much fun a new job can be. Changing jobs can also give you the chance to learn a new skill set, meet new people, live in a different place, and experience new cultures. Should young people try as many new activities as possible? Many people say that variety is the spice of life, and I agree. Finding what you love to do while you are alive is something that many people never achieve, which is very sad. We only have a limited time on Earth, so I think we should try and make the most of every opportunity we get. The more activities you try, the more likely you will find something that you really love. Even if you try many activities that you hate doing, at least you can cross it off your list and hopefully learn something along the way. One disadvantage of this kind of attitude, however, is that if you are always looking for something new to experience, you may never stick with one thing for long enough to master it. Becoming an expert pianist, for example, takes years of practice. So people who are eager to try as many things as they can will probably have to settle for doing many things adequately without ever excelling at any of them.